This primary election is the second time voters will need to show their ID when they go to the polls in Sedgwick County. It also carries more weight than most. A number of races will likely be decided tomorrow, including the race for Sedgwick County District Attorney, Sedgwick County Sheriff, State Board of Education in District 8, Sedgwick County Commissioner in District 3, and 5 of the 6 open seats in the 18th Judicial District. Tabitha Lehman, the Sedgwick County Election Commissioner, says the high number of single-party races is unusual.
We did have a lower candidate filing on the Democratic side than we usually do, though that probably is why we're seeing that.
Affiliated voters are only able to vote for candidates running in their party. Unaffiliated voters are able to vote Democratic and remain unaffiliated, or they can affiliate with the Republican Party to vote a Republican ballot. Lehman says voters must show a government-issued ID to be able to vote.
They will need to bring that ID, and then when they go to the polls, show that to the board workers. The board workers will just verify that they are that person. Their address does not need to match on the ID to their voter registration, but the address that they state verbally has to match their voter registration.
Polls are open tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. A list of acceptable photo IDs is available at kmuw.org. For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.